Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
My name is Harry Mitz.
Hey, Harry, where are you calling from?
Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Goldsboro, North Carolina.
My hometown, Peter.
There you are.
It is.
Hi,
like
Harry.
We like to call it birthplace of greatness.
How are things back home?
Beautiful. Weather's great. Dogwoods are blooming. The azaleas are beautiful.
I got to go home.
All right. Bye, Carl. We'll get by without you, I guess. Well, welcome to the show, Harry.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is your compatriot's topic?
I've got an idea. Let's make it a reality show.
Oh, my.
Now, we are always hesitant to feature a story about reality TV shows in this game because the whole point of the bluff game is to come up with something utterly ridiculous.
Well, the TV networks have beaten you to that.
Exactly. What could we come up with that would be more amazing than what they do? I mean, we assumed that producers had already gone as far as they could go. But this week, we were proved wrong. One of our panelists is going to describe a brand new reality TV show that will, in fact, be coming to the airwaves somewhere in the world. The other two, of course, will pitch shows that don't really exist yet. Pick the real show. You'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine.
All right.
Ready to play?
No, but let's do it anyway.
That's the attitude. That's the Goldsboro way, leaping into something you're totally unqualified to do. That's how we got Carl. Exactly.
I did, yes.
I know. That's great. All right. Here we go. Let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
Brits are wild for the What I Want to Be Before I Grow Up show, the premise of which is to get kids as young as they can and actually train them in a career. Most professionals say it was their work experience and not their formal training that gave them their expertise, so it's not entirely surprising that in the episode with the 7-year-old corrections officer yelling, "That's a direct order," to an inmate in a minimum security prison, he had some success. Stephen and Eleanor Brunel had some misgivings about seeing a 5-year-old marriage counselor, and maybe it was the lure of their 15 minutes of television fame that made them agree to do it, but they insist that Nicholas was actually helpful. He suggested we use our magic words more often, and we had to admit we were lax in that department.
Little kids doing big jobs. Your next story of a new reality TV show comes from Amir Halim.
In 1972, a plane crash in the Andes forced members of a Uruguayan rugby team to resort to cannibalism in order to survive. Their ordeal was depicted in the 1993 movie Alive. And now it's the subject of a reality show called Alive, Back to the Andes. Airing on Britain's Channel 5, it featured a group of British celebrities who retraced the route taken by Nando Parrado and Roberto Canessa, the two men who eventually trekked out of the mountains in order to get help. The celebrities had to endure hardships such as severe weather conditions, altitude sickness, and, of course, a lack of food. Sort of. The producers wanted to make the experience as authentic as possible, but they also wanted to prevent celebrities from eating one another, so they provided them with a ration of raw meat and chocolate. Mm.
A reenactment of one of the most celebrated acts of survival. Your last story about a reality TV show that soon could be on your television comes from Roy Blunt Jr.
Coming soon to Animal Planet, it's Herding Cats. 6 couples who have cats back home are taken to a town where none of them have ever lived and put into a big house with 87 stray cats. The couple that finds new homes for the most cats and delivers the cats to the homes over the next 3 days wins 10 years' worth of cat food. Here's the kicker. The doors of the house are always open, and the kitty litter is on the outside. So somebody's got to pull door and kitty duty 24/7. So people work out deals. Maybe one couple will guard the door all day in return for a certain number of another couple's cat credits, you see. So it's a competition that rewards cooperation, and it also reminds us that there are already plenty of unwanted cats in the world.
All right. So imagine yourself turning on the TV someday, and you might see one of these shows. Was it from Paula Poundstone, That's What I Want to Be Before I Grow Up? Was it from Amir Halim, Alive, the reality show? Or was it from Roy Blunt Jr., Herding Cats?
Well, see. I'm torn between the cats and the 5-year-old marriage counselor. Both sound ludicrous enough to actually... I'll tell you what. Let's go with the cats.
You're going to go with the cats. You're going to go with Roy Blunt's idea of a TV show in which people try to herd cats,
yep.
As the saying goes. That's your choice. All right. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to the producer behind this new series.
Alive was never going to be a project about eating dead bodies or crashing into the Andes. We were simply following in their footsteps and experiencing the conditions. We weren't about to encourage Carol Kaplan to start eating Jean-Christophe Novelli, no matter how desperate she got.
And that's why it'll never work. That was Matt Cox, producer of the TV show Alive, Back to the Andes. I'm so sorry, but as you now have no doubt figured out, Amir had the correct answer.
Ah, well.
However.
I'll give you the rights to produce Herding Cats.
Yeah. As you have heard, no doubt, Roy obviously fooled you with this excellent story, and you have earned a point for Roy, and I am sure that simply by broadcasting this, we're going to be called by producers. Because nothing is too
small.
Well,
maybe I won't give you the right.
Hang on to them, Roy, would be my advice. Anyway, I'm sorry, Harry, you did not win, but thank you so much for playing our game.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.